Good morning and peace to you, dear brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们早上好，然后平安。
Let's open our Bible and turn to the book of Revelation. We will read chapter 8.
让我们来打开我们的圣经，我们一同来读启示录第八章第一到第五节。
Yes, we will read from verse 1 to verse 5.
我们会来读第一节到第五节。
When he opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven for about half an hour. And I saw the seven angels who stand before God, and to them were given seven trumpets. Then another angel, having a golden censer, came and stood at the altar. He was given much incense, that he should offer it with the prayers of all the saints upon the golden altar which was before the throne. And the smoke of the incense with the prayers of the saints ascended before God from the angel's hand. Then the angel took the censer, filled it with fire from the altar, and threw it to the earth. And there were noises, thunderings, lightnings, and an earthquake.
启示录第八章一到五节。羔羊掀开第七印的时候，天上寂静约有二刻。我看见那站在神面前的七位天使，有七支号赐给他们。另有一位天使拿着金香炉来，站在祭坛旁边，有许多香赐给他，要和众圣徒的祈祷一同献在宝座前的金坛上。那香的烟和众圣徒的祈祷从天使的手中一同升到神面前。天使拿着香炉盛满了坛上的火，倒在地上，随有雷轰、大声、闪电、地震。
The next passage is in Luke chapter 18.
然后我们会来读路加福音第十八章。
We will read verse 1 to 3 first.
我们会来读一到三节。
Then he spoke a parable to them, that man always ought to pray and not lose heart, saying, There was in a certain city a judge who did not fear God nor regard man. Now, there was a widow in that city, and she came to him saying, Get justice for me from my adversary.
路加福音十八章一到三节，耶稣设一个比喻，是要人常常祷告，不可灰心。说某城里有一个官，不惧怕神，也不尊重世人。那城里有个寡妇，常到他那里说：“我有一个对头，求你给我伸冤。”
Then let's read. Lastly, we read verse 7 and the first part of 8.
在同样一段一章，我们来读七到八节。
And shall God not avenge His own elect, who cry out day and night to Him, though He bears long with them? I tell you that He will avenge them speedily.
神的选民昼夜呼吁他，他纵然为他们忍了多时，岂不终究给他们伸冤吗？我告诉你们，要快快地给他们伸冤了。
Let's come to the Lord together.
让我们来到神的面前。
Dear Lord, we humbly and reverently come before you.
亲爱的神，我们谦卑地来到你的面前。
May you cleanse and remove all our filth and veils by your precious blood.
主，我们求你借着你的血，你可以来挪去蒙盖在我们心上的这个帕子。
And that your word may be released freely among your people.
愿你的话语可以完全地释放到你的子民当中。
And your spirit can move completely freely in our midst.
你的灵可以在我们当中自由地运行。
Lord, we are your vessels.
主，我们是你的器皿。
Please sanctify us and use us.
求你来接近我们，可以使用我们。
We pray in the almighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
我们祷告是奉主耶稣基督大能的名。Amen.
Our God is a God who has a will, a purpose, and a plan.
我们的神乃是一位有计划、有旨意的神。
But in order for His plan and a purpose to be fulfilled, he needs people on earth to cooperate with him in prayer before he even does anything.
但为着神的旨意可以成就，他需要有人在地上来祷告，与他的旨意来配合，他才能做事。
Throughout the ages, God has been looking for a group of people on earth.
在历代以来，神就在地上寻找这样的一群人
，who are willing to cooperate with Him for His will through prayers.
是这样一群人愿意。来啊、与他的旨意来配合的人。
For this reason, God sometimes creates situations that compel people to come to Him, to before Him, and to pray.
为此，神常常兴起一些环境，使人可以来到神的面前来祈求。
When people's prayer are in line with His will and the plan, He will act.
当人的祷告是按着神的心意的祷告的时候，神他就来做事。
Just like in the Old Testament, during Samuel's mother Hannah's time,
就如在旧约里面，在撒母耳母亲，就如撒母耳的母亲哈拿她那样的祷告。
Due to the spiritual decline in that generation.
由于当时那个世代属灵的这个低落
，God needs someone to replace that priesthood. The high priest Eli and his sons.
所以神他需要得着一个人来顶替大祭司以利和他儿子们的这个职分。
Therefore, under God's sovereignty, Hannah was barren and left left childless.
但在神主宰的这个安排之下，哈拿一开始是没有儿女的。
And God raised up her adversary Peninnah.
而且神兴起他哈拿的对头毗尼拿来激动他。
Peninnah was to ridicule her.
毗尼拿就来激动他。
Hannah had no way out, but came to God and cried out to God fervently.
哈拿他没有任何的办法，他就来到神的面前，向神迫切的祷告。
Her prayer was not for herself, though, but for God.
但哈拿的祷告不是为着他自己，乃是为着神。
She promised that if God would give her a son, he will give the child to God to serve God in his whole life.
哈拿的祷告乃是若神给他一个儿子，哈拿就要把这个儿子献给神，使这个儿子能够侍奉神。
Because this prayer was in line with God's heart desire and the plan.
因哈拿的祷告乃是按着神的心意和计划的。
God made Hannah conceived and gave birth to Samuel.
哈拿她就怀孕，生出了撒母耳。
He became aKey figure at the juncture of the transition from the age of judges to the age of the kings.
而撒母耳就成为了从这个士师时代转换到君王时代的一个关键的人物。
God's will and plan was fulfilled.
而神的旨意也因此得到成就。
God today also may let something happen in our life to make us to come before Him.
而神今天也会在我们生活中兴起一些环境，使我们可以来到他面前。
Don't blame the circumstances or just pray for ourselves.
我们不应该去埋怨这个环境，或者只是为着我们个人来祷告。
Instead, seek God's will and use prayer to cooperate with God.
我们乃是要来寻求神的旨意，借着祷告来配合神的行动。
So that His will be fulfilled through us, along with our needs also being satisfied.
这样子，神的旨意就可以在我们身上得成就，而我们的需要也因此得到满足。
In the last gospel meeting, we experienced the answering of prayers.
在上一次的福音聚会上，我们都经历了一次祷告得答应的见证。
Although I had a heavy burden of on the gospel for the kingdom of heaven.
虽然我对这个天国的福音这个负担有一个很沉重的负担。
The attack from the enemy was particularly severe.
但从仇敌来的这个攻击也特别的大。
It seems as the time of birth has come, but there was no strength to deliver.
就好像生产的时候已经到了，却没有生产的这个力气。
Even before the meeting, my mind went blank.
在聚会之前，其实我脑子是一片空白的。
However, through the brothers and the sisters' prayer, especially the brothers and sisters' upper room, they pray from the beginning to the end of the meeting.
但是借着弟兄姊妹们他同心的祷告，特别是在楼上弟兄姊妹们从聚会开始到结束一直的这个祷告。
Just as Moses raising his hand on top of the mountain while Joshua and the soldiers winning the battle at the foothill.
就像摩西在山上为以色列人举手来祷告，然后约书亚就在这个山下他们征战得胜一样。
Those prayers completely uplifted me and set my spirit free.
那样的祷告使我的灵可以得着完全的释放。
The response to the accepting call at the end of the meeting was totally the work of the Holy Spirit.
聚会最后当我来呼召的时候，这个呼召完全就是圣灵的工作。
Which moves and urges friends to raise their hands one by one to receive the Lord as their Savior and the Lord of their life.
使之能够感动和催促 那时候的朋友们一一的举起手来接受基督耶稣为他们的救主。
Together, we experienced the victory in Christ and gave glory and thanks to our God.
我们一同都经历了在基督里面的这个得胜，把荣耀感谢归给我们的神。
So, the subject that I'm going to share today is prayers at a critical moment.
所以今天我想要和大家分享的这个题目乃是在关键时刻的祷告。
I will use the examples of the prayers of Daniel in the Old Testament.
我会使用就是旧约里面但以理的祷告作为例子。
Use the title, still use the subject. And the prayers of the saints of martyrs in the book of Revelation in the New Testament.
我也会使用到新约启示录中殉道者和众圣徒的祷告作为例子。
Let's look at the first point. Daniel's prayer.
让我们一同来看但以理的祷告。
Due to the stubbornness and the disobedience of the Israelites,
由于以色列人他们的顽梗悖逆，
God raised up the king of Babylon to discipline his people.
神他就兴起巴比伦王来管教他的子民。
The country of Israel was destroyed, and the people were taken into captivity.
以色列这个国家国破家亡，百姓也被掳到巴比伦去。
Daniel was also among the captives, along with some other young men.
而但以理也在被掳的这些人中，他和几位少年人都被带进了这个巴比伦的王宫。
They were brought into the palace of Babylon.
他们被带进了巴比伦的王宫里面。
They were to receive the best training and education from Babylon in order to serve the Babylonian king.
他们受巴比伦最好的教育，能够来侍奉巴比伦王。
For an ordinary young man, he would have been flattered.
若只是一般的少年人，但以理和他的同伴可能都觉得受宠若惊。
Just like if you are admitted to a best university with a full scholarship.
就如果你被一个最好的大学录取，而且你是得全奖学金的话。
Guaranteed to receive the best education and guaranteed to have the highest position after graduation.
这保证你可以得到最高等的教育。
And that position is to serve the king of the whole world.
而且你毕业之后可以得到高薪高位，乃是要来服侍这个世界的王。
People may think it is an unimaginable good luck and opportunity.
普通人会觉得这简直就是一个梦寐以求的机会。
But David and his companions have another purpose in their life.
但但以理和他的同伴却有别的心志。
Now we come to the Daniel chapter 1 verse 8.
让我们一起来读但以理书一章八节。
But Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of king's delicacies, nor with the wine which the king drank. Therefore, he requested of the chief of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself.
但因里却立志不以王的膳和王所饮的酒玷污自己，所以求太监长容他不玷污自己。
Daniel knows that he is God's chosen people and will never allow himself to be defiled by food that has been offered to worship idol.
但因他知道他自己是神的选民，所以他不容许拜过偶像的这个食物来玷污自己。
Even if the choice wine is in front of him, his heart is not moved.
纵使但因里有这个美酒在前，他的心也不为所动。
This kind of determination is pleasing to God.
这样的心智乃是神所喜悦的。
How long I hope the young people among us may also have such a noble and a willing heart.
我何等把望我们中间的年轻人们也可以有这般的心智。
Noble willing heart, 高贵的心智。
有这样高贵的心智。
Not only that, David was also a person who reads the Bible and prays.
不但如此，但以理也是一个读圣经祷告的人。
Although he holds the high position, serves in front of the king, and is busy with the work.
虽然但以理他身居高位，侍立在王的面前，工作繁忙。
He still maintained a life of prayer 3 times a day.
但他仍然守住这样祷告的一个生活，一天三次的向神祷告。
Because he knows whom he really serves is God in heaven.
因为但以理他知道他所侍奉的乃是在天上的神。
He may be before the king on earth, but his heart is before the God in heaven.
虽然他好像侍立在这个地上的王面前，但他的心乃是侍立在天上的王面前的。
Next slide. As Ephesians 6:7 says, serving willingly as to the Lord, not as to man.
就如以弗所书第六章第七节讲到，甘心侍奉，好像服侍主，不像服侍人。
Those who truly serve the Lord will also behave well in front of people.
那些真正服侍主的人在人面前的表现也应该是好的。
That is why Daniel could win trust of the king.
也因此，所以但以理他得到了王的信任。
He was rewarded and made prime minister, but his heart was not lost.
但以理就因此成为了巴比伦王国的总理，他的心却没有因为因此而迷失。
And he was still looking toward God's kingdom, Jerusalem, and the return of God's people.
但以理的心仍然是向着神的国耶路撒冷和神百姓的回归。
Next slide. In Daniel 6:10b, and in his upper room, with his window open toward Jerusalem, he knelt down on his knees 3 times that day. And go ahead.
在但以理书第六章第十节后半段，他楼上的窗户开向耶路撒冷，一日三次，双膝跪在他神面前。
And prayed and gave thanks before his God, as was his custom since early days.
双膝，他就双膝跪在他神面前祷告感谢，与素常一样。
Why we say that day? Because even if he was about to be thrown into the lion's den, he still would not change his prayer life.
这里讲到与素常一样，乃是因为但以理纵使要被丢进狮子坑了，他也不愿意改变他祷告的生活。
In a busy day, and at the time when his life was at stake,He could still maintain this prayer life before God.
在忙碌的生活，甚至是性命有关的这个时候，但以理仍然可以守住在神面前祷告的生活。
This is worthy to be our model.
这是值得我们去学习的。
Daniel was also a person who read God's word diligently, and based on what he read, he prayed accordingly.
而但以理也是一个勤奋读经的人，根据他所读到的，他就按着来祷告。
When he learned from the book of Jeremiah that the years of Jerusalem's desolation was 70 years.
当但以理他读到了耶利米先知的话，得知耶路撒冷荒凉的年数已经满70年的时候。
And in the first year of King Darius, Daniel calculated that the time of his captivity was nearly 70 years.
在大利乌王第一年元年的时候，但以理一算，他算到了被掳的这个年数已经将近70年了。
And next slide. So he prayed, according to Jeremiah 29:12, then you will call upon me and go and pray to me and I will listen to you.
所以但以理就按着像耶利米书29:12那样的祷告，你们呼求我，祷告我，我就应允你们。
So he followed what the prophet Jeremiah said. He fasting,wearing sackcloth and ashes, and determined to pray and supplicate it to the Lord God.
所以但以理就按照先知耶利米书所讲到的，他就禁食，披麻蒙灰，定义要向主来祈求祷告。
He not only prayed, but also confessed his sins and interceded.
但以理不仅是来祈祷，他也认罪，来为神的子民代求。
That was a prayer at a critical moment.
那是一个在关键时刻的祷告。
Because his prayer was in line with God's plan and heart desire.
因着但以理他的祷告是符合神的心意和计划的。
God sent the angel Gabriel to fly quickly to Daniel and answer Daniel's prayer about the Israelites returning after 70 years.
所以神就差遣天使加百列迅速地到但以理这面前，应允但以理为70年以色列民回归的这个祷告。
In the same year, God stirred up the heart of Cyrus, king of Persia.
所以在同一年，神就激动波斯王古列的心。
And caused him to issue an edict, a decree to the whole country.
是波斯王古列他就下诏书通告全国。
The decree was like this: Those who are God's people can go to Jerusalem to rebuild the temple of God Israel.
而诏书乃是这样写到的：那凡做神子民的，可以上耶路撒冷去重建以色列的神的殿。
Which brings the first return of God's people.
这就带来了神子民第一次的回归。
It is no coincidence. It is all the result of Daniel's prayer.
这绝非是偶然，这是但以理他祷告的这个果效。
Because the prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective.
因为义人的祷告乃是大有功效的。
Furthermore, more important things were revealed.
但更重要的是，但以理得着了一个更大的启示。
Because Daniel was concerned about the kingdom of God and God's people.
但以理他关心的乃是神的国和神子民的事。
God not only told him that his prayer for God's people to return after 7 years has been answered.
所以神他不但告诉但以理关于这七十年之后回归。而且这样的祷告已经蒙垂听了。
God also told him even about a matter of greater mystery.
神把更大的这个奥秘来显明给但以理。
That is the vision of 70 weeks or the 70 sevens.
这就是关于那70个期的意象。
In the vision of the 70 weeks, there was a special mention of the great tribulation in the last 3.5 years of this age.
在但以理所领受的这个七十个期的意象里面，特别有提到今世末了3.5年的一个大灾难。
Daniel wanted to know more detail, but the Lord said that vision was sealed until the time of the end.
但以理想要知道这个关于这个意象更多的是，但主说这个意象已经封闭，直到末期。
Today we are in the time of the end.
但如今我们就是在末世了。
The angel only told him that he was greatly beloved.
天使只告诉但以理说他是一个大蒙神眷爱的人。
The Lord also promised him that he would arise to enjoy his inheritance in the last days.
主也应许但以理到了末期他必起来享受他的福分。
Let us be such people like Daniel, who are greatly beloved by God, that through us, God's will can also be fulfilled.
愿意我们都能够成为像但以理这样一个大蒙神眷爱的人，是神的旨意可以借着我们得以实现。
Now let's look at the second point, the vision of the 70 weeks.
愿意我们下来看这七十个期的意象。
Like we just said, Daniel was concerned about the 70 years of his own people for the Israelites to return to their homeland.
就我们刚才所说的，但以理他关心的乃是本国子民回归故土的那个七十年。
But God revealed to him the 70 weeks concerning the fate of the whole humankind.
但神却向他启示了关乎全人类命运的这个七十个期。
On the one hand,These 70 weeks were decreed by God for His own people and His holy city.
一方面说这个七十个期是关乎于神为他本国的子民还有圣所所立定的。
And it indicated God's entire plan to restore His chosen people, the holy city and the temple.
这个七十个期就指示了神他要恢复他的选民圣城和圣殿整个的计划。
On the other hand, it is also the timetable set by God for the end of the whole world.
在另外一个方面这七十个期也是为着全人类在末世制定的一个时间表。
In the book of Daniel, chapter 9, verse 24 to 27, describes this vision of the 70 weeks.
在但以理书九章二十四到二十七节就讲到这七十个期这个意象的内容。
And chapter 9 verse 24 describes for the purpose of the 70 weeks.
而在第二十四节就特别讲到这七十个期意象的四个目的。
There are four purpose. Number one, to finish the transgression, to make an end of sins, to make reconciliation for iniquity.
第一个目的乃是讲到这意象乃是要止住罪过除尽罪恶赎尽罪孽。
Today, under human government, transgressions, sins, and iniquities are prevalent or widespread everywhere.
而今天在人的政权之下人的这个罪过罪恶和罪孽乃是到处盛行的。
When Christ willcome at the appointed time, that is at the end of the 70 weeks.
而当基督在锁定的时候再来的时候这就是七十个期结束的时候。
He will smash the human governments.
基督乃要来破碎砸碎人类的政权。
When that is done, transgressions will stop, sins will be ended, and the iniquities will be redeemed.
在那个时候罪过就要被止住，罪恶也要被除尽，罪孽也要被赎尽。
Oh, what a blessing it will be!
那该是一个多么大的祝福呢
？Second purpose is to bring in everlasting righteousness.
第二个目的乃是要引进永远的义。
After the 77, it will bring in the kingdom age. It is the age of divine righteousness.
在七十个期的意象过去之后乃是国度的时代乃是神他神圣的义的时代。
In the new heavens and the new earth, there will be eternal righteousness.
在新天新地里面要有永远的义。
As 2 Peter 3:13, next slide says, Nevertheless, we according to his promise look for new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells.
就如在彼得后书三章第十三节讲到但我们照他的应许盼望新天新地有义居住在其中
The third purpose is to seal up vision and prophecy
第三个目的乃是要封住意象和预言
What does that mean?
那是什么意思呢
In the age of the kingdom everything will be fulfilled
在国度的时代里一切都会应验
So there are only kings and priests leftAnd that there is no need for vision or prophecies anymore.
所以在那个时候就只有君王和祭司不再需要意象和预言了。
That's why it says to seal up vision and prophecy.
所以但以理书里面讲到说要封住异象和预言。
The fourth purpose is to anoint the Holy of Holies or the Most Holy.
第四个目的乃是要高至圣者或至圣所。
We should be still in the previous 24. Yeah, that's one. Okay. Only Christ is the most holy.
只有基督是那位至圣者。
To anoint the most holy means Christ will be the king to rule over all things.
我们来说到要高至圣者，乃是说到基督要做王，而且要统治管理一切。
Are we longing for the coming of that day?
我们是否渴望那一天的到来呢？
I think next two slides. Yep, that's it. And this is a simple chart of the chronology and the three parts of the 70 weeks based on Daniel 9:25-27.
这上面这一个表呢是讲到70个期它的三部分，每个期的长度是七年，就如那个但以理书9:25所告诉我们的。
Yeah, please refer to the verses in your hand to follow along. And I will just paraphrase.
请求大家可以来读，根据经文来看这个表，然后我会做一些总结。
The 70 weeks are divided into three parts, and the length of each week is 7 years.
这个七十个期乃是要分为三部分，然后每个部分是七年。
Yeah, every week is 7 years. Right, 70 weeks. Every week is 7 years. Got it? Yeah.
七十个期，然后每一个期是
就是七年，
七年
7 years. Daniel 9:25 tell us about the first two parts. Can we find the verse 25? No, it's not here. But that's okay. Just keep in the chart. Tell us about the first two parts that there must be 7 sevens and 62 sevens.
在但以理书9:25讲到就前面两个部分有七个七和62个七。
See, 7 times 7 and 67 times 7. Okay. Now, the first part is first 7 weeks, 49 years.
而这个第一个部分乃是头七个期，就是49年。
It took a total of 49 years from the time King Artaxerxes issued the order to rebuild the holy city.
而这49年就是讲到从这个亚达薛西王他下命令重建圣城。
To the time that when the city of Jerusalem was completely rebuilt with its streets and the trenches.
而到了从下令到耶路撒冷连接带壕重新建造一共花了49年。
Right. The second part of the 70 weeks is 62 weeks or 434 years.
而讲到第二个部分乃是62个期，然后是一共是434年。
It is from the completion of the reconstruction of Jerusalem to the coming of the Messiah and the Messiah being cut off.
而就讲到那个乃是从圣城重建完成之后一直到基督再来并且被剪除。
So this refers to the crucifixion and the resurrection of Christ.
这就指讲到基督他钉十字架而且基督他复活。
The beginning of the new creation, the church age. You see that?
讲到了这个新造教会时期的开始。
And the church time. That's the new creation, church period.
是在我们这边的最左手边。对。
And then you see that 70, okay, so the first two parts adds up to 69 weeks.
所以前面这两段加起来就有69个期。
Total 483 years, and this is Jewish years, 360 days a year.
一共加起来就等于483年。
But in the AD 70, because Prince Titus led the army to destroy the city of Jerusalem and the temple,
所以在这个主后的七十年，这个提多将军就来掳掠这个耶路撒冷城。
Destroy. They destroy the whole city and the temple.
他们完全毁坏了耶路撒冷城和圣殿。
So that was referred. That's why I ask you to read the Bible. It's okay. You can read at home. The desolation was indeed determined according to Daniel 9:26b.
在其实这样的一个毁坏，在但以理书第九章二十六节就已经有说到了，有预言。
No. Just go back to the chart. Yes. The third part is the 7 years of the last week.
而第三部分讲到是最后一个七的七年。
Yeah. And it is the prophecy of the last 7 years before the return of the Lord.
这是讲到今世我们的主他再来之前的最后一个七年。
And the last 7 years was also divided into two parts, first 3.5 and the last 3.5 years.
而这个最后的七年是分为两部分，头三年半和后三年半。
Now, according to Daniel 9:27, again, it's in the Bible, you should read it. In the beginning of the last 7 years, the Antichrist will confirm his covenant with Israel, that is,to sign a peace treaty.
而根据在但以理书九章二十七节，也请求大家可以去读圣经里面所讲到的，最后七年的开始乃是敌基督必与以色列人坚定盟约，签订这个和平条约的开始。
Of course, Daniel, they didn't know the Antichrist, but that's the desolator. It's the type of the Antichrist at the end. Yeah.
但以理可能在那个时候并不知道什么是敌基督。但是就讲到这个是
毁坏者 Desolator, yeah. So in the middle of the seven, which is the 3.5 years.
而在这个七最后一个期的这个中间头三年半的时候，
The desolator or the antichrist will change his mind, rise up to resist God and stop sacrifices and offerings.
而这个敌基督乃是那毁坏者，就要改变心意，起来抵挡神，并且阻止一切的祭祀和贡献。
This will be the beginning of the last great tribulation, which will last for 3.5 years.
这就是末了大灾难的起头，而且要持续三年半之久。
According to Revelation chapter 12 and 13.
根据这个启示录的第十二和第十三章。
During the great tribulation, the God-fearing Jews and the Christians who remain on earth will be persecuted by the Antichrist.
在这个大灾难的时期，敬畏神的犹太人还有还存留在地上的基督徒，就要受到这个敌基督的逼迫。
When the 3.5 years great tribulation is over,
而当这个三年半的大灾难结束的时候，
The Lord will return to save the Israelites and to receive his bride.
主就要再来拯救以色列人和迎娶他的心腹。
You can see on the chart, there is a gap between the 49 weeks and the last week.
我们在这个表格上面，我们看到这个60个期和最后一个期中间是有一个空档的。
69个 69-7 and the last 7 total 77 right first 69 and the last there is a gap
我们看到说这个69个期和最后一个期中间是有一个空档但是一共是70个期
which has been lasted for almost for 2000 years already
而这样的一个空档已经持续将近2000年了
it is the church period or the church age
就讲到的就是教会时代。
Although the earthly temple was that demolished, Christ built a spiritual temple in his resurrection, which is his body, the church, to be his bride.
虽然在地上的圣殿已经被拆毁了，但基督却建造了一个属灵的圣殿，乃就是他的身体，就讲到教会要做他的心腹。
We are right in and at the end of this gap today.
我们就在这个空档的之间，而且我们是在这个空档的末了。
When we look at the trend of the world situation today, and then compare with God's word in His Bible,
当我们来看世界的局势，以及我们对照圣经主讲所讲的话
，we will clearly see that we are very close to the last 7 years. Time is almost up.
我们就会清楚地看见我们距离这个末了的这个期已经非常靠近，时间就快到了。
From the time the king Artaxerxes gave command to rebuild Jerusalem in the 20th year of his ruling,
从这亚达薛西王二十年他下令重建耶路撒冷，
Until the cutting off of the Messiah, that is the crucifixion of Christ Jesus,
直到受膏者他被剪除，乃是讲到基督钉十字架。
The 69 weeks or the 69 sevens were fully, accurately fulfilled.
而这69个期它是百分之百完全正确的这样子应验了。
Because you see the timeline 445 BC, 33 AD,And you need to know, for Jewish year is 360 days, 360 day a year, but the Gregorian or solar year is 365.25 years a day. If you're interested, I'll show you to see how that 483 is accurately fulfilled.
所以大家看到这个表格的时候，请大家记住说，这个犹太人的日历跟我们用的日历是不一样的。如果大家要知道更多细节的话，我可以来和大家分享。
So,The point is that just as the prophecy of the first 69 weeks has been fulfilled, the prophecy of the last 7 years will definitely also come true.
就如这头69个期的预言会得着应验，而最后一个期的这个预言也必同样得着应验。
And what we are doing here, we are waiting for these last 7 years to come.
那我们今天在这里是做什么呢？我们乃是要等候最后一个期这个到来。
And the sign of the coming of the last 7 years is the peace treaty between Antichrist and many people.
而最后一个期它到来的这一个记号乃是敌基督会与许多人签订这个和平的条约。
Mainly with Israel.
而主要的这个签订条约的对象是以色列。
And the earthly temple will be rebuilt.
而圣殿将要被重建。
Now is the critical moment in the last days.
而如今就是末世关键的时刻。
We must rise up as today's Daniel to pray fervently.
我们今天要如但以理那样子起来祷告。
For the coming of God's kingdom.
为着神国的到来来祷告。
For the bride to be prepared.
为着新妇她能够装扮整齐祷告。
For the repentance of the Israelites to look to the Christ whom they once pierced.
为着以色列人他的悔改祷告，仰望他们所曾经所扎的基督。
May God's will become accomplished and fulfilled through our prayers.
愿神的他的旨意可以借着我们的祷告得以成就。
Now let's look at the third point, prayers of the saints and the martyrs in Revelation.
我们现在来看最后一点，就是启示录中圣徒和殉道者的祷告。
In Revelation chapter 8, from verse 2 to 5 we just read, we see a picture of the prayers of the saints on earth.
我们在启示录第八章第一节，如刚才读到的，我们看见地上圣徒祷告的一幅图画。
And of their prayers being accepted and answered before the throne in heaven.
而他们的祷告乃是达到天上宝座前蒙悦纳和应允的。
Next slide. Revelation chapter 8 verse 1. Yeah.
启示录八章一节。
When he opened the seventh seal, seventh, that's the last seal, there was silence in heaven for about half an hour.
当羔羊掀开第七印的时候，天上寂静约有两刻。
The total seven seals are the scroll in the hands of the Lamb, that is Christ.
而这个整个七印乃是羔羊手中的书卷。
七印就是书卷。The seven seals is the scroll.
那七印就是书卷。
This scroll records God's thoughts for the church, Israel, world, and the entire universe.
而这书卷记载了神对教会、以色列人、世界乃至整个宇宙的这个意念。
And the seven seals of the scroll was sealed.
而这七印乃是封严实的。
The seven seals are the content of the scroll.
而这七印乃是这书卷的内容。
And are the content of the book of Revelation.
也就是启示录的内容。
Thank the Lord, because of the Lamb who died and resurrected is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals.
我们感谢主，因着这位死而复活的羔羊，他配得展开书卷，并且来揭开这个七印。
The vision in heaven and know God's thoughts about the entire universe.
所以我们可以看见这个天上的意象，也知道神对整个宇宙的意念。
And these things are being fulfilled one by one, exactly according to what is recorded in the scroll.
而这些事情也是正照着书卷所记载的，一一的在地上应验。
And today we are approaching the last few seals.
我们今天已经来到了最后几个印了。
The era, the age, or the epoch is about to change.
这个时代即将要转换。
For the age of God's long suffering, or for the age for tolerance to the age of God's wrath.
是从神宽容的时代转换到神发怒的时代。
God has been long suffering to the sinful situation on earth.
神他一直在宽容地上罪恶的光景。
Not willing that anyone should perish, but that all should come to repentance.
主他不愿一人沉沦，乃愿意人人悔改。
However, with the opening of the seventh seal, the last seal.
然而随着第七印的掀开，
the age of tolerance will end and will usher in the age of God's wrath.
而宽容的时代就会结束，带进了神发怒的时代。
So, when the Lamb opened the seventh seal, the last seal, there was silence in heaven for about 2 moments, that is, in half an hour.
所以当羔羊揭开第七印最后一个印的时候，天上寂静约有两刻，那就讲到是大概半个小时。
Indicating that this was a serious and a solemn critical moment.
讲述到的这乃是一个严肃关键的时刻。
Next slide. No. Oh no, sorry. I'm reading Revelation 8:3.
我们一起来读启示录第八章第三节。
I should type a separate slide, but that's okay. In Revelation 8:3, we can see.
在启示录第八章第三节。
Then another angel, that is Christ, having a golden censer, came and stood at the altar. He was, okay, let me just finish reading. He was given much incense that he should offer it with the prayers of all saints upon the golden altar which was before the throne.
这里讲到另一位天使拿着金香炉来站在祭坛旁边，有许多香赐给他，要和众圣徒的祈祷一同献在宝座前的金坛上。
Okay. The golden censerSymbolize the prayer of the saints.
这个金香炉乃是象征着圣徒们的祷告。
For those who want to seek, for your reference, it's Revelation 5:8. You read the English translation.
在启示录五章第八节也没有讲到。
And the altar refers to the altar of the burnt offering in the out court, which is on earth.
而祭坛乃是讲到在地上圣所外院的这个燔祭坛。
Why Christ stood at the altar?
为什么基督要站在这个燔祭坛那里呢？
Oh, let's read. Next slide. The six. In Revelation chapter 6:9-11 tells us.
在启示录第六章九到十一节告诉我们。
That under the altar are the souls of those who were killed for the words of God and for the testimony which they held.
因为讲到祭坛底下有为神的道并且做见证被杀之人的灵魂。
So they are martyrs waiting for the Lord to judge and avenge their blood.
他们是那殉道者，一直在等待主为他们伸流血的冤。
Yeah, you can see the last verse. But the Lord tells them to rest a little while longer until other brothers would be killed as they were to complete the number of the martyrs.
在屏幕的最后一节里面，主就对他们说，还要安息片时，等着一同做仆人的和他们的弟兄，也像他们被杀，满足了数目。
So this tells us there will be more martyrs in the end time.
所以这里就讲到，在末世的时候会有更多殉道者。
Now, when Christ came with a golden censer and stood at the altar,
当基督拿着金香炉来，然后站在祭坛旁边的时候，
which meant that Christ brought the prayers of all the saints and the cries of the martyrs under the altar.
这表示着基督乃是带着众圣徒的祷告，并且在祭坛底下殉道者的呼求。
And it says, he was given much incense.
就讲到基督他是有这样子多的香，
很多的香赐给他。Much incense was given to Christ.
有很多的香赐给基督。
This incense symbolized Christ with all his deeds and his merits.
就这个香乃是象征基督连同他所有一切的功绩。
They are like a fragrant incense added to the prayers of the saints.
就如同那馨香的祭要加在众圣徒的祷告之上。
So, the prayers, the martyrs' cries, the incense of Christ were brought by Christ, our high priest, to the Holy of Holies.
所以这个众圣徒的祷告，那个香，还有殉道者的呼求，还有那一同都加到了我们的大祭司基督那里，然后带进那个至圣所。
And offered on the golden altar of incense in front of the throne of God.
这样一同的一个祭就升到神的面前。
So the incense was added to make all the prayers and the cries effective.
所以这个圣徒的祷告加上了香就有了功效。
So when it ascended to rise before God, it is accepted by God.
当这样子的一个祷告升到神面前的时候，就蒙神的悦纳。
And chapter 8 verse 5 tells us there's the answer to the saints' prayer.
而在第八章第五节讲到圣徒的祷告就蒙了应允。
Yeah, and also God executes the judgment on land.
而神也执行了对这个地的审判。
Thunders, sounds, lightnings, and earthquakes are all signs of God's judgment.
而雷轰、声音、闪电、地震都是神审判的标记。
This indicates that although God intends to carry out the judgment on earth, saints still need to cooperate with him in prayer.
这指明虽然神定义要在这地上施行审判，但是他仍然需要圣徒用祷告与他来合作，使他能执行。
So that his judgment can be executed.
这样才能使他的审判可以得执行。
You know, today's generation is becoming more and more corrupt and ruined. It is greatly rebelled.Against God.
我们知道如今的世代大大的败坏也背叛神。
People even claim that man can conquer heaven and does not want God.
人甚至宣称他们可以胜过天，他们不要神。
Exalting science and technology.
会来高举科技。
It is deviant, perverse,confusing right and wrong and unjust.
我们看到有离经叛道的、黑白颠倒的、不公不义的。
It seems God is still allowing mankind to be in such rebellious situation.
我们好像觉得神还是容忍人在这样悖逆的光景中。
God is allowing this until our spirit can no longer stand it.
神他这样的容忍乃是容忍到我们里面的灵不能再忍受了。
God is waiting for us to cry out to him.
神是等候我们来向他呼求。
Then he will act to vindicate himself so that all the rebels will know that he alone is God.
所以神等候能够我们向他来呼求，他要来伸冤。
Yeah, and then God will act so that people will know He alone is God.
Oh, 所以神他就来执行，使人能够认识他是神。
And also, let us be like the widow in Luke 18, verse 3, who had an adversary.
也让我们来学习在路加福音十八章第三节里面那样的那个寡妇。
And she kept going to the unjust judge to cry out, and finally the unjust judge avenged her.
这个寡妇她就不断向那个地上不义的官来祈求，终究那个不义的官为她伸冤。
Today we too have an adversary, the devil, the Satan.
我们今天也有一个仇敌，我有一个对头，就是撒旦魔鬼。
What did he do?
撒旦魔鬼他做了什么呢
？He devoured our children and the next generation.
他来吞噬我们的儿女和下一代。
He stole their hearts and have taken them into captivity.
他来使他们的心被掳去。
We must ask God to avenge us.
我们要来求神向我们伸冤。
It has been too long.
已经等候多时了。
Too many of the next generation has been taken into captivity.
我们太多的下一代都被掳去了。
Even the unjust judge on earth finally avenged the widow because of her constant and persistent prayer.
尽管是那个地上不义的官，他也来为寡妇伸冤，因着寡妇不断的祈求。
Let alone the righteous God in heaven.
更何况是我们在天上公义的神呢？
You know, we are God's people, chosen and saved by Him.
我们知道我们乃是被蒙神拣选拯救的人。
We must pray always and not lose heart.
我们要来常常祷告，不可灰心。
Just like Daniel prayed for nearly 70 years and called on Him three times every day and night.
就如但以理他祷告将近70年，而且是每一日昼夜三次不住地向神祷告。
And just as the critical moment arrives, how God gave timely answer to his prayer.
就在那个关键的时刻到来的时候，神及时地应允了但以理的祷告。
Our God will avenge us quickly.
我们的神必快快地为我们伸冤。
Today we have come to an extraordinary period of time.
我们今天乃是来到一个非常的时刻。
Very close to the return of our Lord.
已经离主再来非常近了。
In fact, the Lord is so eager to come back and to gain his bride.
我们神他何等的迫切想要来迎娶他的心腹。
He has been long suffering and preparing to judge this unrighteous generation.
他一直在容忍，但他已经准备好来审判这不义的世代。
But he is still looking for a group of people.
但他仍然在寻找一群人。
Who like Hannah?
就如哈娜一般。
Care about the house of God.
来关心神家里的事。
The people like Daniel.
就如但以理一样。
Who care about God's people, God's temple, and God's kingdom.
关心神的子民、神的国和神的殿
，and are willing to cooperate with God's will through prayer，
而且是愿意用祷告与神的旨意配合的人。
May we see the need of this age and pray and appeal to God with one heart and one mind。
愿意我们都能看见这个时代的需要，同心迫切向神呼吁
，so that God's will can be carried out in us。
所以神的旨意能够成就在我们身上。
At the same time, we need to pray for the nation.
同时我们也要为着地上的国家祷告。
Leaders and those in authority on earth.
为着领袖还有在位掌权的祷告。
That they may fear God and do what is right in the eyes of God and bring blessing to the country and the people.
他们能够行神眼中看为正的事，把祝福带给国家和国家的人民。
And next slide. Just as Paul advised Timothy in 1 Timothy 2:1-3.
就如保罗他来劝勉提摩太，在提摩太前书二章一到三节。
And Paul said this.Therefore, I exhort, first of all, that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and the giving of thanks be made for all men.
当你讲到，我劝你，第一要为万人恳求、祷告、代求、祝谢。
For kings and all who are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and reverence.
为君王和一切在位的，使我们可以。敬虔端正平安无事的度日。
For this is good in the sight of God our Savior.
这是好的，在神我们救主面前可蒙悦纳。
Therefore, we must pray for this election.
因此我们也要为着这次选举来祷告。
Fulfill our responsibilities to vote.
来尽我们该尽的责任去投票。
Vote for leaders who fear God.And act according to the words of the Lord.
去投票选出敬畏神照着主的话去行的领袖。
They will lead the country, the nation to the right path.
他们可以把国家带到正路。
Dear brother and sister, this is a tremendous critical moment.
弟兄姊妹们，这是一个何等重要关键的时刻。
May the Lord be merciful to us that we can still have a peaceful life.
愿意主仍然可以恩待我们，使我们还有一段安舒的日子。
So that we and our next generation may live a quiet and a godly life.
使我们和下一代可以在一个敬虔端正的日子里面度日。
Why? Because which is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior.
因为这是在我们神救主面前可蒙悦纳的。
Now I will conclude the message with the following scripture passage.
最后我想要用以下的经文来结束。
Next slide. That is recorded in Esther chapter 4 verse 7 and 14.
乃是在以斯帖记第四章七节和十四节。
Let me read to you.And Mordecai told him all that had happened to him, and the sum of money that Haman had promised to pay into the king's treasuries to destroy, to eliminate the Jews. 14. For if you, Esther, remain completely silent at this time, relief and deliverance will arise for the Jews from another place, but you and your father's house will perish. Yet, who knows?Whether you have come to the kingdom for such a time as this.
以斯帖记四章第七节，莫迪改将自己所遇的事，并哈曼为灭绝犹大人应许捐入王户的银数都告诉了他。在第十四节讲到，此时你就是以斯帖，若闭口不言，犹大人必从别处得解脱，蒙拯救，你和你父家必至灭亡，焉知你得了王后的位分，不是为现今的机会吗？
Today's Haman has donated astronomical amount of money that is exterminating our next God-fearing generation.
如今的哈曼就好像当时那样捐入王户许多的银钱，就是来吞噬我们的下一代。
He uses today's media, education, legislation, judiciary, and the large financial groups to protect human rights on the surface.
如今仇敌好像运用这个媒体和各种的手段来高举人的这个权利。
In fact, he is eradicating the thought of fearing God.
他好像在来敌对这个敬拜神的思想，
他要铲除敬畏神的思想 ，eradicating the thought of fearing God。
他要来铲除敬畏神的思想
，and ideologically exterminating a God-fearing generation。
而且来除灭这样子来敬畏神的下一代。
starting from primary school.
从这个小学开始。
They are instilling in our children and our grandchildren an extinction thought.
他好像要把这样子一个灭，就把神这个思想来铲除的这样思念放在我们的孩子身上。
Do you want to be a boy or girl?
他来问孩子们，你想要成为一个男孩还是一个女孩？
You can have surgery and take hormone injection.
你可以来做手术，来有这个荷尔蒙的植入。
At this time, if we remain silent to God,
如果在这个时候我们闭口不言，
God's children will be saved elsewhere.
神的子民必在别处得解脱蒙拯救。
And we and our father's house will perish.
但我和我们的父家必灭亡。
Without the United States,
若没有美国，
I mean a God-fearing United States,
我讲的乃是敬畏神的美国。
Will there be any eggs left intact after the nest is overturned?
这个在这个巢里面的这些
覆巢之下焉有完卵呢？When we think of it, we pray.
当我们想要这样的时候，我们就来祷告。
Not for ourselves, not for ourselves.
不是为着我们自己。
But for our country.
乃是为着我们的国家。
And for our children.
也为着我们的儿女。
What? For what? That they may be the generation to welcome Christ's return.
愿我们的下一代可以成为那个来欢迎神再来的那一代。
Like the surviving remnant in the Esther time, and that those people eventually brought in the first coming of Christ.
因为在以斯帖那个时代的渔民，他们就来带进了神第一次基督第一次的来到。
Because they were not exterminated.
因为他们没有被除灭。
Be like today's Mordecai, be like today's Esther.
愿意我们成为如今的以斯帖。
Have a spirit, have a desperate spirit of martyrdom.
我们有这样的一个迫切的灵，能够来为主牺牲。
殉道的灵，
殉道的灵。
If I die, I die.
如果我死就死吧。
Like the widow pleading even to an unjust judge.
就如那个寡妇向那不义的官来祈求一样。
Nevertheless.
不仅如此。
或者说不管如何。
不管如何。
This is the battle that will definitely won.
这是一个一定会得胜的征战。
And God's will for sure will be accomplished.
神的旨意必定会成就。
What's the difference?
那不一样的是什么呢？
But He still gives people the opportunity to participate and enjoy the fruit of victory through prayer.
如今神还给人机会能够参与到这个征战里面，说我们一同来领受这个征战得胜的这个果效。
Today, are you willing?To answer the call.
如今你是否来愿意来领受神的呼召呢？
And seize the opportunities of prayer to cooperate with Him to fulfill His will and the plan.
能够来抓住祷告的机会与神配合神的旨意。
If you and I miss this opportunity, He will find others who are willing to answer this call.
如果我们不抓住这个机会，神可以从别处找到回应这个呼召的人。
Let us arise together, be today's Daniel and Esther.
愿意我们来起来做如今世代的但以理和以斯帖。
Pray for God's kingdom and His people at this critical moment.
来为着神的子民来在这个关键的时刻祷告。
Be the ones greatly beloved by the Lord.
愿意我们成为那大蒙神眷爱的人。
Let's pray.
我们来有一些祷告。
Dear Lord, we worship you.
亲爱的主，我们来敬拜你。
You are the Almighty God who created the universe.
你是那大能的神，创造宇宙万物。
But you are willing to use us as insignificant human being.
但你却愿意用我们这样不配微小的人
to cooperate with you, cooperate with your will and the plan through prayer.
来能够与你的旨意和计划借着祷告来配合你。
Oh Lord, how you have exalted us.
主你何等的高举我们。
May we all treasure the privilege and the power of prayer.
愿意我们来宝贝这样的祷告的机会和祷告的能力。
That you have bestowed upon us.
愿意你的旨意成就。
Oh Lord, let us stand on your side to fight for your kingdom and your people.
愿意我们在你这一边来为你的国和你的子民征战。
So that your will and plan can be accomplished through us.
愿意你的旨意和计划能够成就在我们身上。
Dear Lord, we pray for this election in the United States.
亲爱的主，我们为着将来的选举来祷告。
You can raise up kings or depose them.
你可以来兴起，你也可以来铲除君王。
Through this election, may you elect leaders who are in line with your heart.
愿意借这选举，你可以使那敬畏你的在位。
Lead the country on a path.That is right in your sight.
愿意来带领这个国家可以走你看为正的路。
In the last days, before your return, O Lord, use the United States.
在末世，在你再来之前，愿意来使用美国这个国家。
Let it still be a blessed nation.
是支撑为仍然是一个蒙福的国家。
And bring blessings to the world.
使世界因此得着祝福。
May your kingdom come.
愿你的国再来。
And your will be done.
你的旨意成就。
On earth as it is in heaven.
在天地上如同在天上一般。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们祷告奉主耶稣的名。
Amen. Amen.